The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to Spirituality 101 on this beautiful Friday afternoon. Today we have a guest. And I am very, very, very excited to introduce you to my guest today, who is none other than Rita Rivera Fox. Rita is one of seven visionaries featured in the transformational film, Awaken. She's an author who lives her life from a lifelong calling to awaken people. She's a transformer, a spirit walker, and I can go on and on and on. But the one that actually captures my imagination the most is the fact that she's a visionary who is down to earth and functioning very much in a way that allows us to be able to relate to her on a one-on-one basis. Please help me to welcome to the show Rita Rivera Fox. Rita, are you there?
I am, Norma. Thank you for that very generous introduction.
You're welcome. It is such a pleasure to have you on the show today.
You know, I just want to comment on the words you chose to describe me, because indeed, without me conveying those words to you, you did perceive exactly what my work and my presence and all I create are directed toward, that state of being where we are fully human, creating an open channel for the divine to express through living on the earth, doing the earth walk, and manifesting both of our realities, human and divine.
That's right.
In balance.
And, of course, there's spirit moving between us.
Right now, I certainly can attest to that.
Spirit moves. And the first time I saw your picture spoke so much to my soul. And, of course, once I put the voice to the picture, it was complete.
Oh, thank you, Norma. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, let's start off. I always like to ask my visitors, do you have a favorite quote? Because it says so much about who we are. Do you have a favorite quotation?
I do. Actually, when you sent that question, I went, no, I don't. And then just yesterday, as I was contemplating speaking to you, it came through loud and clear. And that quote, or more specifically, the message is, seek first the kingdom of God within, and all else will be answered.
You just gave me goosebumps.
So I was living at the time that message came through. It was probably one of the first real hearing of voices that I experienced, and I was a little shocked because I was not the type of person that heard voices, but I was walking into a store. I remember the moment in Santa Fe, New Mexico, probably in the mid-late 80s. And I was searching and experiencing challenge in my life, and that came in loud and clear. Mm-hmm. I stopped, I breathed, and I said, well, I don't really know what that means, and I don't really know where to begin, but I know it's the truth, so show me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when all the doors started to open.
And I got goosebumps when you said that, because I had a spiritual teacher when, you know, I had this list of, God, awfully long list of questions. And she would keep reminding me, you seem to have a whole lot of questions, you know. And then she would add that quotation to it.
Seek ye first the kingdom within, and you shall answer your own question.
This is why I had goosebumps over that. And, of course, at the time it was a very frustrating answer.
Yeah, of course.
I wanted answers. I was looking for just another quote. So thank you for sharing that, because then it gives us the foundation of where you are rooted and why. It speaks volumes.
Mm.
Aha moment. I mean, you're a visionary. You have done so much on the planet. There have got to be at least two aha moments when you were just blown away, either by what it is you were experiencing, or perhaps either by the outcome, perhaps, of a coaching session, etc. So mm-hmm. would you like to share one or two of those with us?
Yes, I have one that comes popping right up. I was living in Santa Fe, New Mexico, on a beautiful, a very powerful piece of land out in the Red Rocks with a dear friend of mine who is also a powerful spiritual teacher, Jenny Gentry. And I was living there, and I fell and had a fairly serious concussion head injury to the back of my head. And while I was falling, I've heard it's been said that when people experience death, they see their lives flashing in front of them. While I was falling, I saw my dreams, the sleeping dreams, the night dreams flash in front of me. It's very, very different. But, and the whole time I was falling, I was wide awake and I was laughing. I was laughing that I was going to fall. I knew I was going to hit my head. I knew something was about to happen. And I was fully awake. I had several tracks open, the one that could view the dreams flashing through, and the one that could laugh at the whole experience. Well, as it turned out, I did some serious damage to my brain, and people would ask me later, are you better? And I said, how would I know? I have no idea if I'm better or not. I just am. But during that phase of I was really floating between the worlds, and it took me quite a few months to heal so that I could return to multitasking. At that time, I could only really do one thing at a time, and that one thing was to sit and stare into nature. I was blessed at the location that this happened, because there was this incredible, powerful nature all around me, red rocks, trees, birds, animals. And so for several weeks, I sat and communed with living life. I was able to perceive that life has energy. It is an entity unto itself. Light has information. I was communing with living organisms, trees, birds, flowers. And for my very sort of left brain logical person that I was before that accident, at the time I had no contact with that left brain logical person. At the time I was 100% immersed in the dream of watching life and light open up to me. So needless
to say, can I say something about that? This
in
is
the
just
same.
Amazing.
And my brain, sometimes fascinates me because it doesn't work in any sort of, it works normally. Of course, it's a great brain, but it has opened up and it had some experiences that were kind of unexplainable, but they certainly left their mark inside of me. And that experience left me with the profound experience, which I'm later translated into my teachings, of how do we actually experience spirit, life, light. Not as a concept, not as a discussion, but how do we bring ourselves into a place where we can actually have the experience? Because once you have the experience, the groove is cut, the form is made, and you can return to that experience every time. So that's been my kind of underlying theme and intent in all I do, is to bring people to direct experience of who they are, what they're connected to, and once that's done, then they're
that's
on their
right.
own. They
that's
can
right.
create a beautiful life.
You know
life.
What's powerful? If I can take you back a little bit in your kind of spiritual growth, it started off with seek ye first the kingdom within, and everything would follow. And then to that was added, not just the words, certainly not the words, but the actions. Be still and know that I am.
I'd never drawn that conclusion. So now it's my turn to have goosebumps because you're right. Right.
Be still and know that I am. And this is just a big part of what I'm trying to do in the planet, is that, yeah, we read these words and we have all this thinking, but we have to learn how to shut down the thinking sometimes and put the words away and allow the universe to take us to the moment. And what I'm hearing there, you got taken from one moment to the other. Kind of a little harsh way to get you there, but the universe got you there anyway.
I actually have noticed that, you know, that God, life force, will use whatever means necessary.
Oh, yes.
To bring us to our potential.
Yes. And we had better learn, or my experience has been, I had to learn to let go and let God really fast, because my own resistance and my own desires determine the severity of the...
Well, you sound like an absolute normal human with extraordinary awareness.
If one does not let go, then the universe will have to create this diversified experience.
Well, I think it's each one of us have to meet that intersection of making that choice. And you know, it's so interesting, because if we can't make the choice and we're destined to have a communication, a life at a higher level, higher purpose, then, you know, the means will be found by which.
Oh, yes.
Push into that.
Oh, Rita, I hate to tell you, we have to take a break here, but hold that thought. I've got another question for you.
I'll let that one go, and when you come back, we'll find a new one.
We'll be right back. This is Spirituality 101.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
We are in the midst of a time of vast opportunity on our planet right now. If we can master ourselves, to have our minds be our allies, we can then lead the authentic lives we desire. But to get beyond the everyday mundane life chosen for us by our minds, we need tools. Sometimes we're not aware of the subconscious thoughts, beliefs, and conclusions our minds have made, and this is where we need the help. Tune in to Create Your Best Life Ever with your host, Allison J. Kay, and receive those tools for clearing and healing, and feel what else is possible. Listen Fridays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on 7th Wave.
the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we have got the lovely, visionary, fascinating Rita Rivera Cox sharing a little bit of her story and bringing some brilliance into our lives. And Rita, I want to take you to the visionary part of your life.
All right.
What does it mean for my listeners to be a visionary, and how do you function in that capacity as a visionary and still do the groceries, cook dinner?
That is the question of a lifetime. Boy, it's a learning experience. That visionary to me is simply that we have the ability to see into other dimensions, other ways of being. We just we don't take what our eyes perceive as all there is. So there is an access or an ability, or just even I certainly didn't request this ability, but since it's here, I've had to learn to manage it and master it. And now, of course, it's my greatest delight to be able to look for what isn't in the tangible, what isn't in the substance. But, of course, the substance, the material, what we see each day informs us so much. We have the ability to interpret whatever we see, whatever we interact with, whatever our life experiences. One of our greatest powers is the ability to interpret that with awareness. In other words, we get to choose how we interact with life as it shows up. So, in the work I do, is I assist others to awaken their own awareness so they can perhaps challenge their initial response, their initial reaction to a life circumstance. So they can ask, you know, perhaps there's another way to view this. Perhaps there's more here that I can't quite see that's trying to message me. How do I get to that more invisible but vital information that's trying to come through from inside of me? That's the only place that all of this is happening. The vision part is the interior. Our vision is our greatest dream. It is what our heart really desires to bring forward into manifestation. To me, that's the vision.
That's the vision.
And then how we create the relationship between the external and what the internal does with what the external brings, that wonderful relationship, because we are both. We are externally oriented, and we have this great, vast internal treasure, precious potential to tap into. But we are both.
I want to say, you say that so very, very well, but I just want to slow it down for a moment for the benefit of my listeners, because I have these questions all the time about the relationship that you are talking about, of the focus through the physical eyes of the external world, and yet this rising ability to kind of see on the inside. And I often have people ask me, well, how do you overcome the fear when that begins to rise?
Beautiful, 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 beautiful. That's the biggest question I think most people are asking today. The fear of my emerging self.
Uh-huh.
How do I overcome the fear of the unknown that I'm faced with?
Mm-hmm.
These are the questions that are vital right now. And fear is a teacher. Fear is the presence of fear alerts us to the opportunity that we have in that moment to seek something greater, to do something different, and to step outside of a familiar comfort zone that we've been creating our life from. We don't do transformational growth. We don't become who we truly are without facing fear, without having a relationship with fear.
Mm-hmm.
And as I term it, without making fear our ally. It's a necessary ingredient for our spiritual growth.
That's the key, to be able to allow it to kind of push us to stretch to the furthest possible internal space we can go without allowing ourselves to hold on and therefore become stuck, limited.
The simplest way to think about it is fear is present, will be present. If we can learn to meet it, hear what the message is there, and make a different choice. I can either believe what the story is behind that fear, and then I won't step forward. I won't risk anything if I listen to my fear. But if I listen to my fear very objectively and with curiosity, my fear is going to tell me what I'm afraid of. And what I'm afraid of is an old story. And in that moment, we can choose. Ah, there's the fear. I hear you, and I'm making this choice. I will take care of us. Don't worry. So what it really calls for in order to face your fear is a really awake, compassionate, adult, a voice. Because the fear voice is going to be, you know, a more immature, childlike, undeveloped part of ourselves. And we just hold hands, you know, hold my fear's hand, and I look in her eyes, and I say, you know, I'm going to do the best I can. I'm going to walk us through this, because this is what we really want. On the other side of the fear is usually what we really want, what our heart really wants.
That is so very, very well put. And wouldn't you agree that we're living in times now, since we've entered the 21st century, we're living in times now where the brilliance of that light and the intelligence that is kind of woven into the light that is flooding the planet right now allows us perhaps to be brave in the face of fear.
I agree. Couldn't have said it better. We have access to new energies and new support for stepping even further into our vision, our dream.
Wonderful. So tell us about Awaken.
Awaken is a wonderful experience. It's actually the best way to describe the film Awaken is it's what we call activation media, which is the next generation of spiritual cinema.
Mm-hmm.
So
I love that. I love the way you put that.
It's not a passive viewing at all. It's really a cathartic spiritual experience. The director, creator, producer, superwoman that created the film, Denisa Perry, who was actually a former student and a very good friend, told me in 92, 93, she came to me and she said, she was a film student here in California here at UCLA, and she said, I have a vision, and my vision is to create a film in which the audience will experience what it's like to sit face-to-face with a spiritual teacher, a sage, a luminary, and receive the transmission of energy. And back then, I loved her dearly, and I said, great, good luck. You know, because that wasn't, that we didn't talk, that we didn't have that ability at hand, and she had it, and she followed it through to create this activation cinema where the audience experiences the uplifting energy, the higher message of each one of the teachers coming through creates a synergy in the room. In fact, I just screened it last night here in North Hollywood. A small group of people, but a very open and receptive group.
Mm-hmm.
And always at the end, I'm amazed. We open it up to discussion and sharing. And we have, it's so interesting, because we have that post-viewing conversation at a completely different level of energy. So it is more than a spiritual documentary. It really is an evolutionary interactive tool for activating and expanding consciousness.
And of course, in these times in which we live, we do need expanded means to allow us to benefit profoundly from what's available to us all around us. And that opening up of the senses is absolutely, absolutely critical. Isn't it wonderful when the student becomes a teacher? It is the most for me.
You know, I'm having that experience so often now. I am having that giving, you know, that full circle, pay it forward experience.
That's right.
Very often now.
The student becomes a teacher and simply stops us dead in our tracks, and we go, wow.
Oh, that's what's possible. Oh, I see. That's what's possible.
That's wonderful, and I think you should be very joyous and fully spiritually, and I don't mean this egotistically, take the credit for the fact that you have opened up. And I'm sure that's not your only student that you've opened up, but the whole goal of this teaching and mentoring and being the sage and being the teacher is really about not so much pouring in what we know into the space, but rather the ability to open up space so that expansion and evolution can take place.
Yes.
Then we get the joy to stand back and watch it and observe it.
Well, you know, last night as I was watching the film with the spiritual teachers, my colleagues that are in the film, it's Barbara Marx Hubbard, Don Miguel Ruiz, Robert Thurman, Sri Sri Ravi Shankar, mm-hmm. some other lesser well-known people, but certainly as clear and powerful as the well-known teachers. You know, I'm once again like, I see my face on the screen. I said, I don't know how you did this, but I love you very much. You're in this incredible company. I'm not quite sure how you got here, but it's been a wonderful opportunity to speak to people and touch people and allow
that's
for that potential for that experience that we were speaking about earlier.
Yes.
That direct experience of who they already are.
And this is what, in my opinion, my humble opinion, this is what the coaching and the teaching and being a spiritual teacher is all about: facilitating, holding the energy, being there to kind of allow the energy that we're working with to expand and to open up. And then in my experience, I don't know about yours, in my experience, just for all the spiritual teachers I've had, as soon as they feel like they've gotten to that place where you're expanding, they let you go.
Yeah. Yeah, you need to be kicked out of the nest, right?
That's right.
Uh-huh. Yeah, how will you know?
My spiritual
mentor is Don Miguel Ruiz, the author of The Four Agreements. Mm-hmm. And his term for that was, when you let the crutch go, then you
That's
can
right.
stand on your own
uh-huh.
2 feet. When you can stand on your own 2 feet, then you can look around and perceive that, you also have wings.
That's right.
And it was
there
a very
so
good model
that
to
kind
set
of
forward.
Poured out.
Yes.
It's not so much the pouring in, the way I look at it. It's not so much the pouring in. I mean, we use things to kind of help to bring it out of perspective.
Right.
But it's not really the pouring in. It is more of the observing what comes out. We have to take a break here, and we will be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back. This is Spirituality 101.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. The Mayan calendar tells us that we will be entering into a 260-day opportunity for us to engage in conscious co-creation with Great Spirit. How will we prepare ourselves for this exciting and unprecedented time in Earth's history? Peter Tung has dedicated over 20 years of his life's work to exploring that which is beyond understanding. Peter will help increase your awareness and education on this enlightening transformation in consciousness. Awakening to Conscious Co-Creation airs live Wednesdays at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time on Seventh Wave Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. This is Spirituality 101, and today we are sharing ideas with Rita Rivera Fox, visionary, transformer, author. Rita, we haven't even gotten to your books.
Well, the film seems to be taking the precedent right now. It's where the energy is right now, and the message it's much more direct, you know?
Yes.
And
it's been really exciting to hear you talk about activation media and cinema. The fact that it's not passive at all, but really allowing for this, allowing. And, you know, the two words that I think are very powerful in the spiritual realm is the word let. Three letters, very powerful. Whenever we can let something happen, when we can allow something to happen, and it's very, very exciting to hear you talk about the fact that this is not just a movie. This is not just going to the cinema. It is, in fact, the transmission of energy and the activation of arousing those opportunities, those dimensional opportunities, so we can sit and be entertained on the one level, but be wide open to the transmission that is taking place that will take us to the next level.
Correct.
What next?
I love that you said arousing. I got stopped there with like, oh, this is an arousing film, and you know, in terms of rising up in us what truly is wanting to emerge.
That's right. And that's very critical. The last part of that statement is critical for my viewers to understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's what needs to emerge. It's what the universe wants to emerge inside of us. It is the outpouring, really, of that moment of our potential. And therefore, there's no need to fear. There's nothing to fear but fear itself.
So the emerging self is the reason for from my point of view, that we are here, that we were given this human form. The human casing, the human form, is the vehicle, and we can so often get stuck in just that. But when we access what's coming, what's meant to be, who we already are, what we already have, what we're already connected to, let that invisible but powerful force be our inspiration, be our motivation, we automatically become visionary. We automatically become purposeful.
Uh-huh.
And
I like the use of that term.
You know, of course, it's not the dominant way of being present in a human form, but I certainly believe it is the evolutionary way of being present here in this human form.
Mm-hmm. So I have to ask you this question for the benefit
sure.
of my listeners. Do you believe that each and every human being on the face of the earth has the potential to live in this visionary light?
I actually have a multi-layered answer. The answer, of course, is yes. The subset of that is yes. That is. I believe the ultimate purpose of the soul progression and the soul's journey.
Mm-hmm.
The little piece there that may or may not be accurate at this time is the phrase, you know, on Earth at this time. I believe we will proceed through the various transformations, initiations, life experiences in order to reach the potential of the soul in its expression of what it is.
Mm-hmm.
We have no idea how long that will take.
That's right. That's
right. No idea.
And that, of course,
we can't even fathom that. Our mind is
not
made.
Who we are, we're spirits.
Yes.
We're undeniably spirits that will not die.
And how long it takes for us to be that, and how long it takes for us to have a lifetime where we have the ability to live that. We don't know that.
We don't know
that. We just know that
we
if we're having this conversation
but allow
now,
ourselves
great,
to be
great.
We're taken
we can do it
along
now.
With the flow,
mm-hmm.
with the spiritual flow, with the universal flow. And that I believe that each place we find ourselves is a place of celebration.
True.
As we journey on, each place amongst to a celebration. I've had some amazing spiritual teachers who have been able to do things and manifest things that were absolutely mind-boggling to me as a student. But I've come to know that it's not necessarily my place to manifest everything that they have,
mm-hmm.
but rather to be in the celebratory mode for each moment. One of the things that I'm stressing on the planet right now is that there are no ordinary moments. Every single moment holds its transformation. It holds insight. It holds. I love the way you talk about the brilliance of light, the intelligence of light, and the brilliance of light. Every moment holds that intelligence and holds that brilliance.
Yes.
And so, therefore, we have to be kind of like present in the moment, joyful in the moment, and allow the universe, spirit, to let the moment flow from one to the other.
You know,
so what are you doing
it.
These days on the planet?
Excuse
Apart
me?
From being in the film, I know you do coaching and you do, tell us some what you're doing on the planet.
Well, I would say the number one thing I'm doing on the planet right now is getting to know my grandchildren. I have three grandchildren. Two of them will just be turning 1 year.
Wow, are they twins?
No, they are. Oh, okay. They are 2 weeks apart from I have two daughters. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting how that just became my priority is watching these little souls develop. It's just the most beautiful gift.
Oh, it is.
Uh huh.
And
then
I have seven of them. It is.
Oh, congratulations!
Thank you. And of course, it's the place where you really, really get to observe. How they function from spirit.
Oh my goodness, it's so amazing to see their integrity is intact, their authenticity is intact, their connection is intact, you know, and, you know, we know they're going to fall from grace because that's what everybody has to do, but, you know, all it takes is one person to hold that energetic space of what you really are, and you'll find your way back there. So it's just, it's been such a great pleasure to be able to interact with them very frequently, and gives me so much happiness, which I then channel into my work. Right now I'm gearing up for a trip to southern Spain, to Andalusia and the Costa de Luz in southern Spain.
Sounds exciting.
To facilitate a yoga, hiking, meditation and Toltec Mastery Teachings Retreat.
Mm-hmm.
And that's coming up in April. We have some seats available. We are creating a lovely group to move into the energy of deepening into embodiment. That's one of my key themes currently is the experience of embodiment and how we do that. And that's what I was speaking to in the beginning of our conversation about the intersection of human and divine and living.
Yes.
You know, living.
So that's when you say embodiment, I just want to clarify this for my listeners. When you say embodiment, I take that to mean full embodiment of the spirit.
Well, yes. But in order to fully embody spirit, from my observation, we have to have a harmonious relationship, a caretaking, compassionate relationship with the physical.
You sure we're not sisters?
Of course.
You sure we don't have
we're talking. That's why we're connecting. We are reconnecting an old connection.
Yes, the harmony is extremely important.
Mm-hmm.
Extremely important. Co-creation is very real, but first one has got to pull oneself or allow oneself to be pulled into perfect harmony with the universal flow.
Well, it's really simple. You have to be willing to be here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think I have had the good fortune of meeting many students who just weren't quite willing to be here in their humanity. And, you know, it's true. This planet, this dimension, this experience can be harsh. There is a lot of pain here.
Mm-hmm.
But, what I have discovered, Norma, is that the capacity to allow the divine spirits connected to life that we are to inform us is relative to the degree of comfort we create in our human bodies.
Mm-hmm.
So I work a lot with moving stuck emotion. I work a lot with moving stuck patterns.
I just love how you'd say it so delicately. Me, I go take out trash.
Well, you know what? I think that's part of this life. If we're not taking out the trash every day, we're going to get an overload.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. They
both
work.
About shoveling my trash out of the way so that you can see clearer, brighter.
Yes.
Bring the brilliance into the life.
Yes.
I see we are again at another break.
All right.
So we will take another break, and I would like, when we come back, for you to give us some pointers. And I'm sure you have simple pointers that will allow, help us to allow that brilliance to enter in.
Oh, okay. We can do that.
Please don't go away, folks. We will be right back. This is Spirituality 101.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back, and here we are in the final minutes of this interview. Rita, I don't know where time has gone. I've had so much fun. But I loved the way when I went up on your website where you talked about brilliance and the brilliance of light. And then today you linked that brilliance with intelligence, which is basically what we're trying to do in our human form is open up, stretch, so we can open up to that. We also talked a little bit about taking out the trash or allowing ourselves to release any and everything that that stands in the way of the only thing that matters. And the only thing that really should matter is spiritual growth, because from that place of growing, we open up ourselves to being able to manifest everything and anything that, all things that are possible. So, do you have a couple of little tips for my listeners, and how do you get some of that stuff out the way?
Well, I think the first tip, this is where I always begin, and that is, can you stop? Take a few deep breaths. Whenever life is challenging, or whenever life is pushing, or whenever you feel like you don't have a choice, or you're powerless, if you can remind yourself to stop, sit, maybe find a sunny spot that you can receive some of the sunlight, maybe light a candle, but breathe into your body, get back inside, because if you can just remind yourself that everything you want, everything your, this idea of a spiritual path can sometimes be daunting. There's a lot of expectations. You know, to be a spiritual person can be riddled with expectation. How we do it, riddled with tools and techniques. And we can get overwhelmed with just the practice of being. And that's all spiritual life is the mastery of being, because we already are. So if you can stop and breathe and touch into your heart, touch into your center with, all that I am already exists. I am that. I desire it, I desire it, that desire to experience it comes from me. It comes from inside of me because I have a memory of what that is. I know what that is, and I want it again. And it's okay to fire up the desire, you know. That's what we really want to do is we want to fire up the heart, fire up the desire of, I want that freedom again. I want that expansiveness. I want that experience again. Ah, fire up the heart. And that to me is then take the next action step. Take the next step to support that state. Not a to-do necessarily, but okay, this feels good to remind myself of that the reason I want this freedom so badly, the reason I'm having this argument, the reason I'm angry at my mother, the reason I'm carrying this depression is because it's here to show me that this obstacle, this perceived obstacle, is what I will pass through, and on the other side will be my freedom. But that passageway through those unwanted experiences are vital. We have to pass through that. Now, what we do sometimes is we get one-sided. We just see the obstacle, what's preventing us from having that state that I just expressed,
yes.
You know? But I can't feel that way because I can't pay my rent this month. How can I sit in the light and fill my heart and be excited about my life when I have ailing parents, my car is breaking down, my daughter is unhappy? So yes, everybody has these obstacles, but the question you want to ask is, where will you put your attention? How do we get our attention off the perceived obstacle and back into the inside where all of the answers are going to come from?
Into is important. We're running out of time, and I really would like for you to give us your contact information.
Yes, I would love to do that. My website address is www.ritariverafox.com. On my homepage, if you click on there, I offer a free 45-minute vision-building session. So you can experience my coaching and my teaching and see if that will help you in building a vision, building a pathway to create this life of spirit that you're dreaming of.
Mm-hmm. Create the life of spirit that you're dreaming of. Give us that website again.
Rita Rivera, R-I-V-E-R-A, Fox, F-O-X, .com.
And, of course, once one goes up on your website, because I've been on your website, then one will see all the opportunities that are offered, including this upcoming trip that you have in April.
There's lots of free reading. I have blogs to read. There's lots of information there and ways to connect with me. And, Norma, I just really thank you for this opportunity to talk to you and whoever we cast in our net today.
And it's been an absolute pleasure, it seems to me, rejoining with a part of myself, and I really do mean that seriously, rejoining with what seems to be a part of myself.
Rejoining.
And
exactly.
To be able to together project or give or allow or help others,
yes,
to get a glimpse into that being. And I want you to promise me that you will come back on the show to talk about your books.
I would love to,
Norma. Because I'm also interested in what it is that you're writing.
And the last thing I'd like to say is just a reminder that this life is fun.
Yes. Say that again.
Have fun waking up. Have fun staying awake. Have fun playing in this dream.
And thank you so very
much. Thank you,
Norma.
Have a
blessed day. For being on the show. I want to not only thank you, but I want to uphold all that you're doing on the planet and ask that your territory, the territory in which you are functioning, would be expanded by the universe, and that your trip will be a wonderful, revitalizing, and awakening one. Thank you so much.
Thank you for your blessing. Thank you so much, Norma.
You're welcome. And I want to thank my listeners. Thank you for being here with us this week. And until next week, be blessed and have fun. Have fun waking up.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.